With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
In the same room as me.
Wow,
actually
wild.
Here.
Yes, physically here, yep. Mentally here.
Well,
100%, Vicky.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, only time will tell. Absolutely. This week, I'm really excited because our guest, yes, I am.
Okay.
Because our guest actually has known me since I very first started comedy. Yeah. One of my longest comedy gem friends.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, a little shoulder touch in solidarity.
I should probably introduce them. It is Marcel Blanche de Wills.
That would have been perfect timing to be like, his name is Marcus.
What is it again?
Especially like MCs doing that thing like, oh, this next act's great friend of mine, really, really great. You're going to love him. And then like having to bring out that bit of paper and go, yeah. Marcel Blanche. Anyway, here we go.
Cool. I've heard about him. I think he's okay. Yeah, sure.
I prefer that honesty. Yeah, I prefer an MC to just go, here's the act.
Yeah. Then like bullshit about being mates.
Yeah, don't give me that flowery intro.
And also like, it doesn't really matter if you're friends with them.
Mm.
Like no one in the audience is going to be like, oh, well, they're friends, so they must be great.
Yeah. That's how talent transfers through friendship.
Yeah, one of the audience members is like, I don't know if I like this act. And the other, or their friend is like, no, give him a chance. They're friends with the MC.
Yeah, that's...
Also, that could be literally how they got on. Not because they're funny, but because they're friends with the MC. Yeah.
That's so true.
In matter of fact, it could be worse.
Yes. Actually, next time you hear an MC be like, this next act's my friend, be like, oh...
Oh no!
But even worse, they often say like, "and they're really funny," or like, "they're one of my favorites." And it's like, even they're going to decide if I'm funny or not.
Yeah,
yeah.
Straight away, yep. And I'd be like, "oh, not a great opener, but he's supposed to be funny."
The MC said he was fine. Said he was good. What's happening now? I don't trust the MC for the rest of the gig.
Yeah.
Oh,
cracked the code. This is why
I don't think we're the first people.
I'm very particular about. MCing, and
you do it a lot.
That's one of my things. It's like, just don't. That's not bullshit. And if you're hosting an open mic, don't say the next act tours or anything like that, because that next act is trying to do new stuff.
Yep.
So don't be like, hey, you just hated that new person who just did in their first time, and they did that questionable, problematic joke. But this next act, they're really great. They get around and like they're done festivals. And you're like, stop saying.
I wanted to try this for the first time.
I want the audience to suspect maybe it's my first gig, you know, and give me that sort of credit. Don't tell them I've done this before.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Because like my other favorite thing that happens sometimes is like audience member coming up to me after a spotted open mic and they go, oh wow, that was really good. How long have you been doing comedy? And I go, at the time this story was like, oh, I've been doing 7 years. And I go, oh yeah, because that like lined up perfectly with like, oh yeah, that was a good set, and I'd hope that in 7 years you were good at comedy.
Yeah.
But they want to hear like, oh, I've been doing it for 6 months. I go, oh wow,
that could be me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But when you hear like, it's like if someone's like a piano virtuoso and someone's like done an amazing concert, like, how long have you been playing the piano for? 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Speaking of making sense.
Okay.
My day hasn't made sense.
Really?
Very much at all. No.
Oh.
I went to speak to a man about a bike.
Was it a Gumtree situation or something?
Yeah. Facebook Marketplace.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to buy a new bike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, meet me at a train station. And I was like, this is
wow, scary. I like, oh, it's like a little mystery. You didn't even name the train station. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Just a train station.
Just a little clue.
Okay. Here's a little tidbit. I've never been to this train station before.
What train station was it?
Russell?
You don't catch trains. You're better than that. Is that the idea?
No. I just haven't been it's to on that the, many stations.
The whatever line Brunswick's on. Yeah.
Marinda or Hurstbridge, maybe?
Yeah, Hurst. Is it?
Yeah, it's one of those two because they're the only two that come through my station.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's not the Brunswick one then. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Jewel. How did I get Jewel?
Oh, actually, there's a Bell. Bell? Mm-hmm. Bell, maybe? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's irrelevant. He asked me to meet him at the train station. I was like, this is sketchy as. Like, I don't know. At least it's a public place.
Yeah, it's better. Maybe better than the house.
But also, have you ever been never to the, never Rushall the house. Train station?
Literally never.
There's no one there.
Okay.
So, quite terrifying. It was the middle of the day. But anyway, I was like, all right, like, let's see how this pans out. And then this like stranger comes towards me with the bike. And I'm like, all right.
How'd you know? How did he know you were you?
You had to definitely like, wear a rose or something.
Yeah.
I'll be wearing that. Yeah.
I'll be wearing that orange
white
hat.
Rose.
No, I said to him, I sent him a message being like, hey, I'm at the station. I'm at the exit near the park.
Yeah.
And there was no one there. So.
Right. So there wasn't anyone else to get you mixed up.
And then when
up
he started walking towards me with the bike, I started walking to him.
Yeah.
So.
Because he had a bike. So you were like, yeah, okay, that's probably him.
Yeah. And he wasn't riding it. He was just like rolling it.
Wheeling it?
Yeah, whatever.
Just rolling
another
it
cyclist,
along.
Or I don't know the terms.
I am a cyclist, but I just don't
care about the lingo.
I ride it, okay?
Okay, all right.
Anyway, and then so I tried to get on this bike, and it's a different type of bike than I'm used to. Like, you have to, like, step over it. It's like a straight bar bike. Instead of, you know the bikes that have like a lower...
You beam up onto it.
Women's bikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, women's bikes. Women's bikes, how they have the like angled...
Frock bikes.
Frock bikes, yeah. Mm. The
so
ones
I had
for
one
the ladies.
Mm. I had one of those.
Yeah.
And then I'm going for like the, you know, straight one you have to like climb over. Anyway, I tried to do it and I was way too short for it.
Mm-hmm. How so, like, big is this bike?
Bike just didn't...
I guess it's a dude's bike.
Yeah, it's a dude's bike.
Yeah.
But also like...
But couldn't you like lower the seat?
Yeah,
right
we
now?
Tried that. So then he wheeled the bike to
hey, she's
to,
doing it.
his house and was like, oh, I'll fix it. This could still also be a trap. He was,
yeah.
he was like, I'll just
come to my house
classic.
Now. That's fine.
Haven't you heard about second locations?
Yeah.
Never go to a second
location.
Anyway, and then he like, literally, I'm not even like joking. His house was like down an alleyway, not an alleyway, but like down a...
Fucking hell, I'm glad
go, like,
you're
deep.
Here.
I had to go like deep into like a block of houses.
And at this moment, because like we all have this problem of like being too polite for our own good. Was this a moment where like you thought better than this, but it was just like, I'd be polite and not... leave.
No, I wanted to see if the bike would fit.
Okay.
I was really invested in the bike.
Yeah, I'm quite desperate for a bike and it was really cool. Mm-hmm. It was like a vintage bike and he'd like refurbed it and stuff. He found it in hard rubbish. Very cool. Mm. Very cool dude.
How would you size, like describe this person to us? Like older man, younger man?
He was about, I would say 30 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you consider that to be older or younger?
An older or younger man?
Mm.
That's like a average age man.
I was like, be real careful with what you say.
And was he a hottie or a noddy?
A noddy.
Okay.
Oh, he was very... I don't believe that I just played that. I mean, I believe it, but I'm like sad of myself. I didn't even question. I was just like, noddy, absolutely. Beep, that's the answer. He was quite big, like quite tall and like quite stocky.
Yep.
Okay. And he was bald.
Uh-huh.
And he was French.
Oh, okay. So interesting.
So you don't like the French?
Yeah, no, that's why I thought he was a naughty. No, he just is not my flavor.
Sure.
What's your blame bump?
My flavor is ginger beards.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's just...
Is that the one thing you like about your boyfriend?
No.
He's got a ginger beard.
Name three things you like about your boyfriend.
His personality, his heart, who he is.
Is that one thing or is that three things?
That's like the biggest thing, okay. I think, because he's a wonderful human being.
Aww, he is. He is a wonderful human being.
And I guess I like his body.
Mm-hmm.
I like to fuck, okay? Yeah, we like to fuck. I think I'll stop there. Okay, anyway, so so then bike still didn't fit me even after he like resized it. And I was like, this is a pain in the ass. And I'd taken my helmet. Because I was like, I'm going to buy this bike and I'm going to ride it to the podcast.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't ride the bike.
So now you're just the weirdo walking around with a helmet.
With a helmet. Like, I look like an idiot just like carrying this helmet. Like, where are you going? Where's your bike? Get on your bike, idiot.
You look like someone who's very cautious about walking.
Yeah.
I probably should have worn it.
Yeah.
Actually, it really got annoying carrying it. So I put it.
You would have felt really stupid if like something hit you in the head on the way there and you're
like,
you had
I even
that helmet.
Had the helmet. Fuck.
But yeah, so I ended up walking from there to here, which is about 3 kilometers. And I walked on two streets I've never been on before. And I didn't listen to music and I just like walked silently. And I thought it was a really beautiful moment.
I mean, it sounds hella depressing.
It wasn't. It was like listening to the sounds of the street.
That's so much good music and podcast time.
Yeah, but I think just in a world of... Fuck, don't even start.
Yeah, don't discourage your listeners to be listening to the world.
Yeah, no.
Guys, subscribe. Make sure you subscribe.
Like, subscribe, and rate us 5 stars on iTunes. But also, like, take your little earpods out for a second and have a little
listen to the world.
Yeah, pause this episode right now and listen to the train that you're on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
Listen to those, that person having an argument on the phone, like they're at home alone.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be able to hear it.
Or like someone watching a show out loud on speaker.
Yeah.
Keep listening to this show and give yourself, your brain, the sense that you're hanging out with mates right now.
That is the environment we try and create.
That's true. But I think it's because...
We are your friends.
Your friends. It's a song, Emily.
I know, but you've never been the one to sing on this podcast. It's always
sorry, it was great. So, I encourage it.
I'm getting ready for the new year.
New year, new me.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing on the pod now. So what should I do? New year, new me.
Less singing.
Just be right about stuff.
Yeah. I'll have to do some more research, I guess. Yes. Knowledge.
Hey, I'll be knowledgeable. You've got knowledge now. You
started hosting trivia. Yeah. So now I have trivial knowledge.
Yeah, stuff that does not matter.
Makes me very fun at a party. Hey, did you guys know that?
Yeah.
It's good that you're retaining it, though, because I've hosted trivia and I remember very little of it.
I think I remember, like, one standout fact
from each one.
Yeah, usually.
What's this week's fact?
cool. You can say the same one that you did on the radio if you want.
The cool fun fact is the engineer of Thomas the Tank Engine was in a band.
Not like in story engineer, like the person who made it.
Okay.
Because I know how it sounded like a train driver engineer. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
You mean the person that like created Thomas the Tank Engine?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Not an in narrative version of.
No. So he was in a band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he left the band. And when he left the band, Freddie Mercury joined and it became Queen.
Oh, okay.
Wild.
I thought that was a really elaborate way to work in that Ringo Starr was the narrator. This guy, he used to be in a band. I can't remember the name of the band. Anyway, he started being the narrator.
That's the first time she told me that. I was like, oh, she's just going to tell me about Ringo fucking Starr. I was like, I love that.
Leave out the Beatles part. But the guy who used to narrate it, he was in a band.
Apparently.
Isn't
that cool? That's a mildly successful band.
Absolutely.
Well, I genuinely, because it was you telling me, and because of some of the stuff that you have told me in the past, I genuinely thought that that was what you were going to say to me.
I know. Speaking of a very me thing as well, you know how I always mishear lyrics? Do you mishear lyrics myself all the time?
I'm someone that's pretty good at lyrics, but there are some songs that I still, I'm like, I got to look up that lyric because like this part of the song, like you'll be nailing every lyric and then you get to that one line and it's like, and then back into it. Yeah.
But do you ever have like, for example, I'm like so certain about lyrics. I'm like, I am such a lyric person. Mm-hmm. I know lyrics like hands down. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sing the lyric that I know is the lyric. So like, for example, I found this out yesterday, Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heinous song.
Yeah. I was at a hen's party and they were
singing it because I hate it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the hen's party thing makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a hen's party. They were playing it. Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. And there's a line that's like, it's like, picture this, we're both butt naked.
Remember.
What is that? What's that line?
How did I remember that she'd given her an extra key?
Yes! Yeah. So I've always said, how did I not remember. I think it's how did I not remember? Yeah. How did I not remember that I have been in a relationship?
What? It's not even remotely the same.
So I'm like singing along casually to it. Like they're all screaming and I'm like, how could I forget? That's it.
Yeah.
How could I forget that I have been in a relationship? And everyone else is like giving her an extra key. And I was like, wow.
I like your world of it though, because your world is like that. This guy just like forgot for a second. Oh, that's right. I have a girlfriend. Oh, shit! Like he's inside this woman. Sorry about that image, but he's like very much in the act, in the moment, and then just looks her in the eye and goes, "Holy shit! I just remembered. Fuck. Oh my goodness! You're not gonna believe this."
But I thought like it made sense in my mind, right? Because that's like basically exactly what I thought. But then when I heard like giving her an extra key, I'm like, that is so much. That makes so much more sense.
So much more sense.
It's a sliding doors moment for you. Like, what your world would have been like if you'd always known that lyric. You know,
I don't know.
Do you reckon you would have lived your life differently?
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I'm looking at like humanity differently.
Sure. Yeah.
Someone's forgotten they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think forgetting you've given her an extra key is also bad as well.
Also,
but,
yeah. You know, I feel like bad, that should, that that's kind of like a significant part of a relationship is giving someone the key to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, you're welcome literally whenever.
Yeah. Don't people even like put in a little box and like gift it to you and stuff?
Some people. Yeah. I guess if you want to be that person.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like that. No judgment. Maybe. Of course you would.
It's pretty cute.
It is cute. Romantic comedy style.
Yeah. It's nice. Speaking of romantic comedy style.
Mm.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Segway.
Yeah. All right.
You know, life's a romantic comedy sometimes. Marcel, what's been happening with you?
That was a segue.
Thank you so much.
It was a segue.
I want to tell you this because I'm always keen to get a second opinion.
Sure.
Okay.
Love it.
We've all been on aeroplanes.
Yeah.
That's fair enough
to
say.
Not me. I hate them.
Never have, never will.
I want to tell you this. I was on a plane recently. Long haul.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about long haul. Okay.
Where were you going?
Chicago.
It's pretty long.
Yeah, pretty long. Okay. And this guy in front of me, like I got long legs. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got long legs and I was shuffling around a little bit. And I didn't know that in my shuffling, I was disturbing the passenger in front because for some reason they don't make those chairs robust and any movement you have is just into the back.
Yep.
Like when a kid's kicking your chair or whatever. But yes. I was trying to be as subtle as I could about it, not move too much. But then about, I'd say 4 or so hours into the flight, the guy in front of me turns around and he's had enough. He turns around and he goes, oh, he's British. And he was like, do you mind knocking me in the back of the chair for, you know, if you've been doing it for hours, you know? And my wife was actually the one.
How come you didn't commit to that accent?
I don't know. I couldn't remember exactly what he said. Yeah,
I'm waiting for it to like really like kick into that accent, and then it like went reverse.
I wanted him to sound a bit more upper class than like Cockney as well. So I was like, do you mind?
Yeah, right.
Your knees are in my back.
Yeah.
I'm saying this now so everyone that listens, I can do an accent.
Yeah, you really needed to get it back.
Exactly. I felt vulnerable for a second there.
So he turns around. He turns around.
My wife is says anything before I do because I was already going into, oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. My God.
But my wife's like, my husband, because she noted that his tone was way more aggressive than it needed to be because he'd sat on this for too long. You know what I mean? Like he'd let it build up.
He stewed, and then he was mad by the time that he got to
So you. He did the spin around and then my wife was there, you know, my husband has long legs and he didn't, you know, so blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I don't mean to blah, blah, blah my wife. I felt really bad. But he had the nerve.
She said something. I don't know.
He had the nerve to say, well, if you got long legs, you should be flying business class.
Do you want to fucking pay for this?
Well, yeah, exactly. So that's what she said. And but here's the thing. Here's the real icing on the cake. He had an empty seat next to him.
Ugh.
He, at any time, could have moved. And even after this, didn't move. He just wanted to sort of have this moment of being a dickhead. I think this is the thing some people invite.
Yeah.
Negativity in this sort of way.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Mm.
Yeah,
is that the opinion you wanted?
I think it's all just also just like, yeah, philosophically, what do you do?
Like, I understand turning around like maybe a bit earlier and going like, oh, sorry, I don't know if you noticed, but you were, it's just a bit annoying or something along those lines.
And that's beautiful. I once had someone, because like, especially short haul, I don't like people reclining into my legs.
Short haul, no. Long haul, I get it because people want to sleep.
But yeah. I once had a woman.
But also, I have tiny legs,
I had a woman turn around and say, oh, do you mind if I recline? And I said, oh, actually, my legs are quite long, so you're going to have a hard time doing it. And she was like, okay. I was like, what is this delightful universe we're living in?
Happens
very rarely, but that was wonderful.
She probably went home and was like, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Can I get a second opinion on this?
Because I really needed to recline. I feel like he definitely should have come to you earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being like, hey, dude, sorry. And then you could have been like, oh, you have a free seat next to you.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, what?
Oh, my God.
I thought my dead wife was there. That's too dark. Anyway.
the best part of any of those is having a seat next to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Like, take advantage of it, mate.
But this is the classic thing. I think a lot of people have this mentality of, like, letting... Like, and you hear this coming from people as well, of like people who stay in relationships for too long and things like that. And obviously it's a more complicated situation, or people like in a cinema, someone's, you know, being really loud.
Sure.
Or in an audience at a comedy show, it's like, oh, you could just lean over and shush that person rather than, like, as you say, stewing in it the whole time. You could just lean in as soon as it's happening. So these days, one of my things that I do at the cinema, even if, like, just the title card's coming up at the start, you know, just 20th Century Fox, and someone's chatting to a friend, I'm straight away, nah, this is the movie now. This is it. Stop.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, because I don't want to be just like tense for those opening credits. Just, you know, are they going to stop? I hope they stop. They better stop. And I just straight away. No. Nope.
Don't be doing that. Yeah. I've only been shushed at the cinema once.
You've been shushed?
That surprises me that it's only been once. I've been to the movies with you, and my God.
I love a chat.
You do.
That's why I go to the movies by myself now. No one wants to go with me.
Yeah.
I love this. I love going to the movies
same.
By myself.
Same. Yeah. It's my goal for next year is to go to a movie by myself because I've never done that.
Do it in January and
look, but school holidays.
Do it this week.
Mm.
Oh, I have no money.
Fair enough. Actually, it's you can, if you become a Hoyts Rewards member,
I am.
Fact, $12 tickets.
Yeah, go see Little Women in January.
I literally said I have no money.
Right. So $12 is it's a stretch. Or if you become, and if you have AHM health insurance,
no,
you get
$6
tickets.
I have
guys,
different.
Let's set up the Patreon. Yeah. Let's get big to the movies. All right.
Come on, just let me.
We have a Patreon. You should be already donating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
And if you're not, please support Vicky's.
Yeah, the twelve.
I just want to go to the movies.
The $12 tier gets
Vicky
to the movies.
Yeah. Sucks balls.
Going to the movies is great. Yeah. And you know they have snack pack sized popcorn and drinks now.
Really?
For the solo.
But they're still like $15, right?
I think maybe $8.
Yeah, I bring in my own stuff.
Do you bring popcorn or what do you eat in the movies?
I like a Malteser.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
And you have to buy that not at the movies because Maltesers are the movies.
Yeah, exactly. I buy popcorn and a drink at the movies, but anything. Oh, and sometimes ice cream.
This is why you can't afford to go to the movies.
I can't. It doesn't cost $12. It costs $50.
I used to work at the cinema and that would be the thing. But it was always so awkward. Like the dad has like got like four of his kids and they've all bought candy or whatever. And then I'm like, all right, that's $70.
Yeah.
And also because they've bought the wrong combos and stuff. And he's like, oh. And he's looking really upset. It's like, I didn't set these prices. Yeah, I didn't set these prices. And you could have been, if you have four kids, be more creative with where you get your candy.
Usually there's a Woolworths or a Coles like literally
Exactly.
The
yeah.
They're most likely.
We used to do, I assume that this doesn't exist anymore, but those pick and mix lollies from like Target.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I love that pick and mix.
Yeah, like when we would go to the
movies.
Why do
you assume it doesn't exist anymore?
Health and safety, I assume.
The Target one. The one at the cinema exists, but the Target one doesn't.
Yeah, because I was going to the cinema in Frankston was you would go to the shopping center and you would go to Target and you would get like a bottle of drink and do the pick and mix thing in like the big cup. And then you would...
Oh, the cup.
The cup, right? And then you would go across the street to the cinema and like hide all the shit in your bag and then go in.
Yeah, it's funny that you have to hide it, right?
Well, yeah, because you're not allowed to take
shit. But most of these days you can. Those cinemas that you can't have had it. Like, there's one in Adelaide that had tried to. They were like, all right, no more outside food. And everyone boycotted them. And then, like, I think 2 weeks later, they had to be like, all right, you can bring in outside food. Because they had only been open for, like, a year at that point, and, like, they would have just shut down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even, like, it's an unspoken and spoken rule that you're not allowed to do it. But, like, everyone's
No hot food. So we would have to call people out for, like, you know, people bringing Subway sandwiches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I got dollar movie. So sometimes after a shift, what I would want to do is like, I want to go find some dinner and like go watch a $1 movie.
The other day, someone had like pad thai at the cinema.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You want things that you can eat in the dark. You know?
Yeah. And yeah, popcorn's the perfect.
But also, it's like, I think it's also kind of rude, like, if it's a hot food, because then everyone can smell it.
And yeah, exactly. If you didn't like, bring enough for everyone.
I want to eat pad thai in the cinema too, but I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
My mum thought she was like so sneaky the other day because she went to the movies and she's still in Sydney and she did her grocery shopping.
Mm.
And so she took her green bags into the cinema with her and she was like, so I took my green bags in, but I also had my snacks in there. So it looked like it was just my grocery shopping, but actually I took snacks to the cinema and I was like, you are so badass, mum.
I like the idea that she's got like plenty of perishables in there as well. Yeah. It's just like the yogurt is going off.
The ice cream's all melted and yeah. But I got to take snacks to the movie.
I was working at the cinema when Magic Mike 1 or 2 was on, and it must have been 1. Anyway, finding things in the cinema when you're doing the cleanup, when you work there, is always weird. But after Magic Mike, I found a coffee mug and an empty bottle of red wine. And I was like, someone's had a good time.
Yeah.
Just like, someone's having a bit of me time. Just going, I'm going to go watch Magic Mike. I'm going to bring my mug. I'm going to bring my bottle of wine. And it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a friend that routinely sneaks bottles of wine into the movies and goes by themselves and just drinks a bottle of wine and watches a movie.
That's meditation.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, is it? Or is it depression? Who knows?
See, that's what my walk was today. A little meditation.
Mindfulness in the world.
A little mindfulness, yeah.
Yes.
And it was quiet streets too. I think that's what made it beautiful. It wasn't like, if I was walking on like a main road without my headphones, I'd be like, ugh. The noise.
Well, yeah, because like I live on a fairly main road. And so as soon as I step out of the apartment, my headphones go on.
Yeah,
I'm like,
too.
Absolutely not. I'm not having anything to do with any of this.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Also, I'm just like really disappointed with my Spotify 2019 wrap up. So I just can't even look at it right now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Speaking of, I'm very happy with mine. Because they got, you know, you did the Artist of the Decade, Artist of the Year, all that sort of stuff. And my Artist of the Decade was Carly Rae Jepsen.
Mine was Artist of the Year for me, not Decade.
She was Artist of the Year last year for me. I can't remember who. Oh, Jukebox the Ghost was my one for this year. But she was my Artist of the Decade. And I was like, yeah, that checks out. And I finally got to see her live on Monday
I'm so
night.
Jealous. I love Carly.
And it was
so
fucking good.
Was it?
Oh my god.
She's the best. Have you checked her out?
Have I checked her out?
Yeah.
I've checked her out.
She's like, yeah, she's fine, I guess.
That's I think she's cool. I think she's fine. Yeah. I think that's the
she's
brilliant.
My favorite thing is that she had Tom Hanks in that film clip with the taxi.
That's fair. I mean, it's not the best thing about her, but
what is the best thing about Carly Rae Jepsen?
Well, now I say performing live. It was so good. Like,
so she wasn't lip syncing?
No. No, she can actually sing. It's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And did she dance?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, I'm very short and had a lot of trouble seeing her a lot of the time because it was... So I've gone to heaps of gigs at the Forum in Melbourne, like mostly like rock bands, indie kind of bands, never a pop performance. But I've been to sold out gigs before there and... This was by far the packed I've ever seen it. Like,
yeah, right.
I don't know if they...
It's interesting she was at the Forum. Same with Lizzo. I'm like, why are you at the Forum?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the best venue for going to see someone in Melbourne, as far as I'm concerned. But it's not huge.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you want that intimate experience to see something, like,
it is very cool that you saw her at the Forum.
Absolutely.
The Forum's not that, yeah, big. That's great.
For anyone that's unfamiliar, it's what, like, 800 standing?
Yeah, 800.
I'm upset with Carly Rae because she gets that up, you know, that gets the unfair thing of like people that only know Call Me Maybe.
Yeah,
and like,
for
it's
sure.
Like, it's like when like Robert Pattinson is Batman now and people are like, really, the guy from Twilight? It's like, he's done other films.
Yeah, and actually not bad.
And they're great.
Yeah.
Yes, he's this person over here.
I literally had brunch with a friend this morning and I was like, yeah, so anyway, I saw Carly Rae on, and she was like, really? Like the Call Me Maybe chick? And I was like, I mean, yes, but also...
I mean, she did make the decision to release that song, so...
Did she do Call Me Maybe?
She didn't write it. She didn't... Like, she... It was when she was still being quite influenced by her record label and everything like that. And it really... Whereas for Emotion, which is the first amazing album that she put out, it was solely, like... I mean, she had a couple of other writers, but it was her album.
When was that?
2015?
Yeah.
14, 15?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's had albums since then.
She released another one called Dedicated last year, this year, and it was also incredible.
What are her songs about?
I mean, it's pop songs, so love.
Yeah, love breakups, and sex.
Sex. There's a few sex songs on the most recent.
She likes to fuck.
Yep. There's one called Party for One.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Great
I love
tune.
It.
That was amazing hearing, like, 800 people just singing about masturbating. I was just like... Cool.
But you were saying you couldn't release the air because everyone was standing, right?
Yeah. There's booths up the back. But like every so often I could. She was wearing like an amazing jumpsuit that occasionally I could see. And I was like, oh my God, so good. And
so do you get, because I'm a tall person.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed. I'm a tall person. Yep. Do you get annoyed if a tall person's in front of you?
I mean.
Do you think it's your right as a shorter person that you should be able to.
I don't deal well with crowds.
Me neither. Yeah.
So, okay. Apparently the Forum's 1600. So double the amount that we said.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
Clearly,
I didn't guess that, actually.
No, you didn't.
I would not have guessed that. I didn't guess that.
You're always performing to crowds of 800 or 1600. It's hard to...
Who can tell?
Once you reach my level, you really just... You don't look at the numbers. You just, you know, read the vibe.
Yeah.
I don't not get annoyed, but I don't... I'm not like, fuck you. Right. Like, I used to go to gigs with, like, guys that I grew up with who are... There's the three of them and they are all over 6 foot.
Mm.
And then there's me. And the four of us used to go to gigs all the time together. And they would be like, well, we want to go near the front. And I was like, yeah, me too, because I can't see. But as soon as I go up, people are like, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. And then I bring three 6 foot four dudes behind me and they're like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, you can't help that you're tall.
Yeah.
Like, I totally, like, sit the same way that you'd sit in the same position that you do,
yeah,
Nick, because like I'm not that tall, but I'm also like not as short as you.
No.
But my
many aren't.
My boyfriend is
he's tall. Quite tall,
yeah. 6'3". And same thing, like anytime we go to a gig, like a smaller venue gig, we want to be at the front. He's like a front row person. And like people getting annoyed, you're like, well shit, like we all want to see it and I can't. What do you want me to do? Like stand on my knees?
Yeah.
Yeah. And my thing is like, okay, I'll make an allowance for, oh someone's tiny behind me or shorter behind me. Yeah, cool. I'll move back a little bit. But there's always going to be someone shorter than you if you're 6'5". So it's like, all right, well, I'll just go to the very back, shall I? You know, so like there's a little bit of like, oh, cool. Yeah, I'll make sure I don't you know, take up too much. But I'm not going to be at the very back of this room either.
I have a very... innate ability to find the tallest person at a gig and stand directly behind them. And I genuinely, like I said this to someone who I've never been to a gig with before at like before we went into the venue. I was like, it'll happen, I promise. And somehow we managed to, and she turned to me and she was like, hey, that guy I think is genuinely the tallest person in here. I was like, I told you, it's how I go to gigs.
It should have been me.
He was probably a little bit taller than you. So like pretty tall.
A real giant.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
6'5". So when I see people and I go, ooh, they're tall.
Yeah,
they're,
you would have thought tall. That he was this guy was pretty tall. So yeah, he was, but I mean, but like, you know, I got to stand, like I can kind of stand up on my toes sometimes and my sister let me like stand up on her feet and then she kind of like held me up a little bit.
Oh, that's delightful.
That's so nice.
Just so I could see like a little bit.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think even just being there and hearing the liveness is
cool, it was amazing. And then there was another song where like we kind of, like, everyone just finished it with, like, a sing-along a cappella. Like, the whole crowd was just singing it.
Which song?
God, I can't even remember now. No, can't Julian even remember. No, but the one of the funniest bits was after she sung that song, she's like, oh, by the way, Julian is a dude that I dated for a little while, and I didn't even particularly like him. He just has a musical name that I wrote into a song. Julian, don't fucking call me. And I was like, oh, beautiful. I love it.
Don't Mwah. Fucking call me maybe.
Yeah. She did that. She did do Call Me Maybe, and, like, I mean, everyone lost their minds.
Yeah.
Like, it's still a punchy, poppy. It's a bop, Emily.
No, it's more than a bop.
Yeah. It's a banger.
Yeah.
It's a bop.
I think it would be close to a banger. It's a pop banger.
It's a pop banger,
because it does, like, get you going.
Yeah. Everyone lost their minds at Cut to the Feeling.
Yeah.
Call Me Maybe and... I can't even remember.
People can pause the pod and check out the songs if they haven't already.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you go on to setlist.fm... The set list is there.
Oh, there you go.
Or you can follow me on Spotify because I made a playlist of the concert.
So. Okay, I will.
Good.
Why?
Runaway with Me. Sorry.
Oh, great song.
How does that go?
it goes like this.
Are you allowed to play that?
No, not at all.
I wanted you to sing.
That's
it.
Actually on my exercise playlist. It's a good jogging song.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it tells you to literally run away, so perfect.
Mm-hmm. But the guy, like, she had an actual saxophone player.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was really cool.
This is the moment where I start jogging. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm.
I don't know it.
Really?
I don't think so.
This is like her...
To be fair, you're playing it into the microphone, not into my ear, so... Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
Even after I asked you to sing it, I was the one that sang it. Annoying.
Yeah. Everyone lost their minds at that one as well.
Speaking of losing their minds.
Yep. I could talk about that for like the next hour, so please cut me off.
Speaking of losing their minds, crowds absolutely lose their minds when they see you perform, Marcel.
Woo!
Oh, I wish.
I'm sure someone's lost their mind, surely.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is. Like, you can have the best gigs and you have the worst gigs. Like, for instance, like in... Comedy Festival, and this would have been a show that you would have seen, Vic, as well. Maybe you, but I think maybe we were at competing times at one festival as well, at the Imperial.
Yeah.
But like, I remember, like, I think it was like the first comedy festival I did, I had like the best night of my life. Like, sort of like, oh, this was the best show. Why isn't there talent scouts in the audience?
I am
crushing right now. Things that aren't even jokes are getting massive laughs. Like, when the chemistry of you and the audience has just lined up perfectly, and you go, well, of course I'm doing comedy. This is brilliant. And then I think it was literally the next night
where
it was
just
so bad that anyone in that audience, if I told them, oh, the night before it was going off, they would be like,
uh-huh, no, yeah,
I saw this show. Were you doing that show? And you're like, yeah. It's like, well, then no.
Absolutely just, not. That's not what happened.
Which is so funny. And obviously, I try and resist, especially, you know, how it is when friends or whatever come to the show and you're very tempted to tell them about how the season's been going and explain, oh, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed this show. But you're like, I keep qualifying their experience.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do less of that. But with that sort of situation, it's very hard. They're the sort of gigs where I... Like that run at festival, I had been farewelling people on the way out, shaking people's hands, thanks for coming, you know, try and create a bit of a rapport, tell them to tell their friends. That night, hiding behind the little wing. There's no backstage. It's a curtain. And just hiding back there until everyone's gone, poking my head out, you know.
Waiting for the door person going, is that it?
Siobhan, can I get out of here now?
Please let me
leave.
It's
such a roller coaster, hey. Like, that is literally just comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
And it's tough as well.
Spots.
Like, doing spots around Melbourne at the moment, even this week, has been interesting of, like, one gig, you know, and I'm also trying to practice complimenting myself with no qualifiers as well. Like, I do a gig and it crushes. Oh my God, this is so good. Like, wall-to-wall laughs, feeling great. And then the next gig doing fine.
Yeah.
And fine I almost want to bomb.
I was going
to
say, you at least learn something from bombing.
Yeah.
Fine is just like, oh, okay, cool.
Fine, none of the other comics on the lineup when you do fine go like, oh yeah, cool, well done. Like, it's just like, yep. Like, you just sort of get like, they won't try and avoid your gaze, like when you've when you've bombed. Yep. But they will also won't be like they will. They won't. There's no.
You might just get like a little bit of a thumbs up.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah. Yep. You did a gig. You did fuck it up. You didn't fuck it up, but you didn't do much else. Yeah. You didn't surprise me. You know?
Yeah.
And you want to surprise people sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... A little element of surprise is nice.
Yeah.
Especially if they've seen you do shit and then next time you're like, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Or even if they haven't seen you in a while and there's like a sense of like, oh, cool, that isn't exactly what I saw. Yeah. Even if it's not even like the material might be similar, but like just something is different. There's a sense of growth in
I guess that's because you come to Melbourne roughly the same sort of time each year just to like do gigs around. So I guess that's what like me seeing you, that's what you want from that.
Yeah.
Because I only see you once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Like comedy festival and then another time that you might come to Melbourne. So that you want people like, you know, us going and being like, oh, that was, yeah, great.
Oh, cool. He's been working on
stuff. He's got some new.
And that goes with all of your peers. Like I had a moment in Adelaide recently without mentioning names, of course, but like it was interesting to sort of see people that were still carrying around material from 8 years ago when I started. And like, obviously some people are just hobbyists or that, you know, comedy isn't their number one thing, which is totally fine, of course. But like, I thought, even as a hobby, trying things out in different sort of ways and stuff. Oh, but this was like going back in time, and I was like, oh wow, okay.
I don't understand how you like. I mean, I don't do stand up, but like some people that I know, I guess they're probably more focused on the writing stuff, and the performing is just what you have to do. Who they'll do a couple of gigs and they'll do some stuff and then they'll immediately be like, got to write something else, got to write something else. Mm-hmm. And then you see the complete opposite and people literally will be doing stuff from 8 years ago and you're like, don't you want to try something new? Like, how is this not boring for you?
I feel like those kinds of people, like hobbyist is an interesting like way of looking at it.
Yeah.
But I feel like those are the type of people that would have an exam at school and then not study so that then when they get a 50% or less, they're like, oh, well, I didn't even study. I feel like it's them being like, well, like if I was trying to like
do
make
better.
It big and like make comedy my thing, or alternatively, they're like, they can validate it in their mind and be like, well, I'm not making it, but it's fine because like...
I'm not trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying is very vulnerable.
It is.
Especially because in
Australia. Because if you try and then fail... Well, you've done fucked up instead of what it should be is you tried and you failed and you learn from that and you try again.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So like being seen to be trying in Australia.
Oh boy, do we hate it.
Exactly. Oh my God. Like, so this is like, I went to Chicago this year to do 5 weeks of improv because that's also a thing that I've been doing more of recently, which is also something that like you tell stand-ups you do improv and you go, oh, check out this guy. Anyway, I do improv.
It's starting to get a little bit less in Melbourne because of one particular improv school in Melbourne, and there's been a lot of stand-ups that have started sort of doing it, but it is the newer ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
going to America and seeing people, how they hold themselves, you know, and how they just say, I'm very good at what I do and things like that. And you go, are you going to apologize for that?
Yeah. How dare you apologize immediately?
Yeah. So
how dare you think you're good at anything?
And that's how you actually get better is stand up is very much a walk the walk. Give the audience the impression that you are good at what you do and they will rise to meet you there. But if you play that role of being like, oh, no, I'm kind of shit. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, I'm okay, whatever. People go, okay. Like if you're flying on the street and you can see people flying and with this technique and they're like, oh, should I come see your show? And they're like, yeah, if you want. It's fine, okay. You know, it's like, you're trying to sell tickets.
Yeah.
You're trying. Why did you sign up if you didn't want to sell tickets?
Yeah.
Totally.
Either I literally had a conversation with someone about this the other day, or I listened to a podcast, or I watched something on TV.
I've started doing that as well. I like, try to remember where my thoughts come from.
Yeah. Because someone literally said that. It was like, if you're going to, you know, if someone invites you to their show and they're like, yeah, if you want to come, it's fine, I guess. Don't.
I'm still writing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Whereas if, you know, you go, hey, got to come see my show. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah,
I'd
I'm
love
so
for
proud
you
of this show. Yeah, I really want you to see it. Of course, people are going to be like, yeah, all right, let's go. But yeah, I don't know. People like Australia's tall poppy syndrome is detrimental to everyone.
Yeah.
It is real brutal.
So I'm trying to be getting better at that very thing. And it is hard. It is hard.
Well, it's like when Australians see like American sports stars and stuff and they're all like upping themselves and everything. And we're just like, ugh, what an arrogant fuckhead.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, but they're one of the best in the world at what they're doing. I'm like, if you can't be it then, when can you?
Yeah, if you can't be absolutely the best in the world, I'd be like, hey, how do you think you played? Yeah, really, really well. Oh, okay. Someone's got tickets on them.
Yeah. Like,
I just broke the record. Yeah, well.
I guess it was fine. You know, maybe I could have done a little bit better. It's still in progress, I guess.
I mean, like anyone could if they practiced.
Yeah.
I feel like that's almost worse, though. Like, if someone does really well at a gig and then they're I've like, done oh, this before, yeah, like done really well, and then someone's like, oh, like you crushed that. And I'm like, oh, like, nah, that was shit.
Yeah, that also annoys like
that's
me.
That's also really annoying.
Yes.
Yeah, it's awful because it also takes away that person's opinion.
But
and
I
thoughts.
Thought you did well, and now you're saying that I'm wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you're just disqualifying my thing. Like, I'm trying to, because it's all habit forming. I'm just trying to get in the habit of going, thank you very much. I had a lot of fun.
I'm trying to be better at that.
And I still remember my mum giving me this advice from like a Cosmo magazine or something like that. Right. That sounds like a weird way to start a story. But anyway, as you said, like if you compliment someone on their outfit, it should always be followed up with a question. So people feel strange when people are like, oh, that was a really great set. But it's also a very difficult thing to respond to. So if you say, hey, great dress, and you don't follow it up with where did you get it or something like that.
Does it have pockets?
People do go, like, what do you say? Oh, great dress. Thanks. You try and improvise something to say to it. But if you say, hey, great dress, where did you get it? People have an answer for it. So if you say, hey, great set, did you have fun up there?
You go, oh, cool. Thanks. Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah. It's much easier to answer. So I think it works both ways. Audience members can get better at how to compliment and we can get better at how to take a compliment without...
That's actually pretty good.
I like how you said audience members because it's not going to be your peers.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes it is. It depends on where you're at, who you're with.
Yeah, for sure.
Just be a head nod.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
The American fist bump feels good. It feels good. It's a little corny, but when you get it... It's great.
Yeah, that's fair.
Someone leans over and gives you a fist bump at the side of the stage or something. Fuck yeah, I've made it.
I need to stop myself because it's becoming a real bad habit that I've been doing for probably like going on a year now, is that when someone does really well, I throw them a shaka.
Yeah,
I'm
me
like,
too.
Please stop this. What are you doing?
I love that.
The shaka is really infested.
Oh, it's
Australia.
It really has.
Shaka is so fun.
Yeah, it is fun. They'll get off stage and I'll like give them a thumbs up and turn it into a shaka. I'm like, oh, kill me now.
We're only moments away from some white supremacist co-opting the shaka, I think.
Well, and they've already taken
the okay sign,
which I do.
I like
that
a lot as well,
and I have had to stop sort of doing it. And it's really
frustrating.
Emily doesn't have any idea. Yeah,
are you not up to date on all the blogs and think pieces?
Pardon?
You got to stay up to date.
I don't consume anything.
It's like a white supremacist thing now.
Oh, no.
I know. And it's like, but it's also the like okay symbol for like scuba diving and stuff like that because you can't do a thumbs up because that means go up.
It's so frustrating because now you can't tell which scuba divers are racist.
Racist or not? Yeah. I need to know. But it's just annoying. Because I do it and I was with someone the other day and I did it and they were like, you probably should stop doing that. And I was like, fuck.
And it's also known as like that we have to let that happen as well. It's like, nah, let's claim it. We're going to get it back.
Yeah.
We love this symbol.
We love it. Speaking of things we love, we love having you on as a guest. So thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Before we let you go.
Let me.
Let you, allow you, before we unlock the chain that we have put you in, we have a section we like to call Hypothetically Yes.
Okay.
Where I ask you a hypothetical question based on our chats today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, Marcel, would you rather, it's always a would you rather. It's
always. Okay. Except for the one time it wasn't, it's always a would you rather.
I love a would you rather.
Would you rather, every single time you catch a plane, the person in front of you turns around and is like, "Are you right?
Are you right?
Why are you and like,
oh, you were sitting on this accent the whole time. You're like, I want to have a go at this
accent. It's just a, are you having a laugh thing from my show?
It's actually just the same thing that I did my show, but with different words. So I can also do accents. Please hire me for any functions.
Very talented actors.
Yeah. So every single time you catch a plane, that happens. Like, you'll get yelled at from the man in front of you.
It's going to be a man.
Pattern.
Has to be a man.
Yeah, it's like basically.
I would really like it if it was just always that.
Dude. Yeah, that's basically.
And he's just
man.
Like, again.
It's just that man every single time. Or every single time you go to any live performance, you have to be at the back of the room.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, this one's a little easy for me, and it's one thing I want to change in 2020 is go to see more live performances. But I guess I see a lot of comedy, so that counts. I catch a lot of flights. So is my leg room also bad?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So you do have to be here.
I am triggering this guy.
It's just that experience every single time you're on a plane.
Oh, being at the back.
And your wife is not always there to defend you.
Oh, damn it. What do I do? Form my own abilities? I guess being at the back isn't so bad. If I can get that inch of leg room... Because I want my airplane time to be a little bit more quiet and
you're still
going to
be at the performances, I guess.
Yeah.
But surely, like, every that's show a or just standing every show? Single show.
Oh, so like...
Yeah, even seated.
Oh, boy.
The back of the room.
What about movies? It's got to be live. Okay.
Live
performance.
What would you do, Vic?
It's temporary, the plane.
I would not go... I have literally the opposite problem to you is I always have plenty of leg room on planes.
But if you
and
Marcel.
I cannot see, I can't empathize with that. It's so different from my lived experience. It's just too different.
It's an opposites attract
thing. Yeah.
My train of thought is like every show for the whole show, you have to be at the back, but every flight for like 2 minutes, you get yelled at.
Yeah,
that's true. But I know that I'm bothering him, and I don't like knowing that I'm bothering someone.
Yeah,
you're bothering people though by being, if you're further in front of people at the gigs, you are bothering them as well.
I got to live my life, I guess. I think I'm going to bother that man on the plane. That's on him. That's on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's up to him whether he tells you early or later in the flight. Like maybe if it is the same guy, he'll learn. Be like, dude, come on.
No, he just resets.
Oh, I think it'd be the sort of thing as well. It'd be sort of Groundhog Day sort of thing. Yeah, eventually, right. Bill Murray's going to kill that guy. There's going to be one moment where he just like, all right, that's enough. This guy's getting off this airplane early.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right. We have one final question. Mm-hmm. Same question that we ask of all the guests.
What is comedy?
Imagine if that was... Tune in for the next hour of this podcast.
What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
I love this question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like that it has evolved into a Spider-Man podcast. It's good. Yeah. I love Spider-Man. I'm a big Spider-Man fan. I still remember when the first movie came out and like seeing the trailer that it started to incept my dreams.
Yep.
I had a dream that I was Spider-Man. Essentially, having that moment, I was like, oh my God, the web's just come out of my wrist. What's going on?
What's happening?
And like, it was a vivid enough dream to be like, well, I got to actually figure out what I'm going to do now as Spider-Man.
Yeah, how am I
going to
live my life?
And waking up and discovering that I was not Spider-Man. Oh. Very disappointing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's upsetting. Yeah. You know? But yeah, I've been on that sort of journey. Big Tom Holland fan. Not a fan of the Andrew Garfield movies. I get very disappointed when a studio sort of lets me down in just the quality. It's just upsetting.
Is Tom Holland still going to be able to be Spider-Man?
Yeah, so they took it back and but I saw a title of an article.
Classic.
Yeah.
2019.
Well, to be fair, I saw a screenshot of the title of an article in a meme form. So
very 2020.
Not even the actual article itself that said that, I can't even remember who he rang, but Tom Holland called director of whatever drunk and crying. And that was why... They let it come back.
I've
to
got
the
to
MCU.
Be Peter Parker. Yeah. Please,
please do.
Please let me be Peter Parker. Charlie bit my finger.
Marcel can do accents. Joel.
Yep. As long as it's British of some sort.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love it.
Thank you so much for being on the pod.
A pleasure.
We've
Thanks for
had
having me.
A ball.
Thank you, Marcel. Anything you want to... I don't know when this is coming out. I don't know what I'm doing.
But... Oh, hey, you can look me up.
It'll be before Comedy Festival.
My website is Marcel Blanche DeWilt. Try and spell it. And Instagram is MARCELBDE.
Nice.
BDE.
And yeah, come see me at the Comedy Festivals.
Yeah, or you... Marcel lives in Sydney, so you
so
can
if you're
see
in Sydney,
yeah,
you
let's
be
mate.
Travels to Adelaide, so you can see him in Adelaide. Mm-hmm. Travels everywhere. You're doing Chicago,
Perth?
You can see him in Chicago.
Yeah, come see me in Chicago.
Are you doing Perth?
Not Perth, I'm doing Hobart for a couple of nights.
Yep.
If
Hobart.
It comes out before then, and then I'm doing Adelaide and Melbourne.
Awesome.
And then Sydney.
Sounds
so
good.
Many opportunities to see Marcel.
I love it.
Do it.
Now you're just like dictating what our... Like if
I mean,
if,
I try anyway.
If you liked him,
no. We've just said that we are affirming ourselves and not being like,
sure.
Oh, see it if you want to. No, I'm saying you're gonna see it because it's good shit.
Yeah.
So see it.
Okay.
That's
like
it. Yeah.
Great. And also, whenever this comes out, we Em and I are doing summer radio on Joy.
So 94.9, 4:30 till 6
on
Thursdays.
So if this comes out at some point, it'll come out before we finish doing that. So we have a tune in and listen.
Do it.
Do it. Have to do it.
Thanks. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.